I don't think anyone would argue that rice is an important crop. For many, it's the most important crop, providing more than one-fifth of the calories consumed worldwide by the human species. Now, would you believe that this most staple of food that accounts for almost 700 million tons of grains around the world finds one of its most important allies in a creature that weighs less than 50 nanograms? It's true. And they're called fairy flies. How cute is that? This is the sort of stuff you can learn on today's part one of the Bioneers 2012 edition of the Insect News Network. Hi, everyone. This is your host and creator, E. Emmett Brady, and I discuss these tiny insects called Mammariidae with Dr. Marcia Ishii-Eiteman from the Pesticide Action Network. She worked in the rice fields of Asia, keeping an eye out on pests such as leafhoppers, beautiful, delicate creatures which can sometimes transmit diseases. These tiny hymenopterans, virtually invisible to the naked eye, impregnate the eggs of the leafhoppers with surgical precision, one per egg, and they keep their rice paddies healthy around the world. Marcia and I also discussed Prop 37, the revolutionary bill on the ballot in California designed to expose the nefarious inclusion of GMO products. The bill, if passed, will require any foods with ingredients from genetically modified organisms to put it on the label. I also explore the hermetic belief of as above, so below with creative mind behind the Wibdi Geodome project. I have an extended interview with Dr. Rick Ingrassi as we recount my journey into his interactive 3D geodome, which takes visitors on a ride through the cosmos and the microcosmos. I finished the show with a recording of the panel I hosted for the film Ethos, narrated by Woody Harrelson. I hosted a Q&A with Annie Leonard, creator of the eco-sensation The Story of Stuff, which examines the waste stream caused by modern consumerism, and Stephen Hill, a San Francisco-based political writer and economic wonk who wrote the book 10 Steps to Repair American Democracy. All in all, a marvelous cast for a marvelous broadcast. To hear more of the show, visit insectnewsnetwork.com and type in number 45, that's #45 into the search bar. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter, The Periodical Buzz. Then you are part of the insect tribe. Because remember, it's not just about the bugs, it's about us.